Attackers escalate, threatening to attack moviegoers when the movie opens on Christmas Day, or was to open. Now Sony pulls the plug on the movie's release tonight. Trace Gallagher has more.
And Martha, federal investigators say it has the hallmarks of a North Korea attack. What's unclear is exactly when the Obama administration plans to publicly point the finger at the North. Now, sources tell Fox News the attack didn't necessarily come from inside North Korea, noting the country has a cyber warfare military unit with 3,000 people, and many of them are stationed in China. But critics rightfully point out that by using threats and intimidation, North Korea has now successfully censored America. Listen.
I think the reality is once you have a specter of threat, you have fear. And fear, unfortunately, is a self-perpetuating device. People are now going to be worried and concerned.
The hackers group Guardians of Peace, or GOP, threatened to unleash 9/11-style attacks on any theater that ran the movie beginning Christmas Day. And despite the Department of Homeland Security saying there is no credible intelligence to indicate an active plot, today the major movie theater chains decided not to show the film, forcing Sony to cancel the release altogether. Sony issued a statement saying, quote, "We respect and understand our partner's decision and, of course, share their paramount interest in the safety of employees and theatergoers." And because the hack was so precise, Sony believes the hackers had inside help, possibly a disgruntled Sony employee who gave them access into the computer network and then guided them toward the internal IT systems like email, payroll, and human resources. The hackers had also promised another embarrassing document dump if the film was not canceled, but the hacking group has not commented since the film's cancellation.
This is an incredible story. Trace, thank you very much.